I am losing my mind that Radiohead put out a brand new live record just a couple days ago, and we are so blessed to be able to play it on the radio. It's Friday on a Friday. Welcome, Jason, to a special edition of Friday on a Friday.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
How are you doing?
I am fantastic. It's Friday. Hello. Duh.
So Radiohead came out with that live record this week. So, of course, next week, we're going to do an album dive into it. So every weekday, just after 12 noon, a mini Radiohead concert. The album is Hail to the Thief.
So good.
Live 2003 to 2009. We were listening to it on our way here today, and it's just joy. Joy squared.
It really is. It's, oh, God. I think it's also we're itching for them. We need them. We're reaching out. Tom, guys, wherever you are.
We need a tour.
Please.
2026 is fine. That's fine. We'll let 2025
Yeah, that's okay. I know. Oasis has taken over. It's fine. They need to do that. It's okay.
By the way, our friends at Vac Bags are a sponsor to this program. They build these things that help you get your pool ready. And by the way, it's products for pool guys built by pool guys.
Ain't
Thank you,
something.
Vac Bags.
Thank you.
VACBAGZ.com. All right, we've got some special guests in the house today.
Party.
They've never been on the radio, so I'm hoping that they're very nervous. 818 Brewing.
Yeah.
They're from Canoga Park, and they have a special 10-year anniversary. Welcome on the air. We've got Derek and Brian. What's up, guys?
How's it going, buddy?
Hello.
What up?
All right, so you guys are here to celebrate your 10-year anniversary. So did you two start 818 Brewing 10 years ago?
Yeah.
How does it feel? That's a pretty big milestone.
I don't think it's really sunk in yet, but it's getting ready for this big party is all week.
Yeah.
Definitely seeing some memories on some pictures and posts, and yeah, it's going to be wild.
It'll be good. I think it'll sink in more tomorrow.
Yeah, I was about to say. This is like the beginning of sinking in.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we are on the CSUN campus, and you guys have a connection to CSUN. You went to CSUN, right?
Yeah, I graduated from CSUN from the engineering department. I guess my degree was manufacturing systems engineering and management, and now we're making beer.
Did they have any beer classes at the time?
No, that was all home study.
I think you drank a few.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to do some taste testing. Should we just crack one open right now? We do. 818 has a Matador Red. Love that.
I love it, too.
Matador for CSUN here. Ready? I want to get this on. Oh,
wow.
I wanted to get the most sound I could, and it totally, like, squirted up. All right, why don't you pour those? We'll be doing some taste testing in just a minute. I did pull this song out for you guys. There's a tear in my beer. Hank Williams and Hank Williams Jr.
There you go.
All right. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
Music sounds better on a Friday.
Always.
Cheers.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are I'm so doggone blue. You are on.
probably the most perfect song ever. There's a tear in my beer. It's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
And we are here with Derek and Brian from 818 Brewing. They're going to tell us a little bit. We just opened up. We cracked open the Matador beer, the 818 Matador beer. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a red ale. Kind of made after, yep. After CSUN Matadors. I graduated from here, spent a lot of time here. We're Valley-based, Valley Brewery. All of our beers represent something from the Valley. So we dedicated this one to CSUN. It's an amber, or between an amber and a red ale. Nice, robust, malty, 5.8 ABV. So get you there. Slowly.
Let's do a little taster. Jason's our beer expert. Let's taste it.
I'm curious. I don't know what 15 SRM is.
Yeah, that's the color. So.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Color's good.
So give us your beer. What's your take on this Friday?
That is, it's literally what you said. It's basically
it's a really nice
a red amber delicious hybrid of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so smooth and very, very good.
7 different grains going there, right?
Yeah. 7 different types of malted barley.
Wow.
So you get some caramel notes, a little bit of chocolate.
Yes, I got those.
Toffee.
Yep, for sure.
I think I could do this for a living. Taste
Are you
beer
kidding
on
me?
Air.
No, that's how we feel about wine, too. It's like, yeah. Oh, I guess I'll do that. Sure.
We're also available for wine tasting as well, if anyone's listening
yeah.
from a winery.
Who wants to come on?
That's
Let's
right.
do it.
Okay, so there is the 818 Brewery 10-year anniversary coming up tomorrow. You guys pop on by. We're going to have a SoCal Sound crew there, I believe from 2 to 4. But let's continue with some of the tunes. We're going to see, this is a very busy week coming up, My Morning Jackets. First of all, playing the Palladium on Tuesday, doing the entire album Z. But we're going to see them at Santa Barbara Bowl on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just one of our favorite songs from The Waterfall in its infancy.
Ooh.
88.5, the SoCal Sound. It's Friday on a
Friday.
off the record from the album Z. They're going to be doing that album in its entirety Tuesday at the Palladium. But we're special, and we're going to be traveling to Santa Barbara Bowl to see them on Wednesday.
Let's go to the Palladium. No.
I'm going to take a little pass and go to that beautiful bowl.
Exactly.
Because we want to go to Santa Barbara anyway.
I mean, yeah, come on. That venue is phenomenal. It's gorgeous.
It is Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
You know the drill. We're here to scoot you into the weekend. We've got 818 Brewing here.
Yeah.
Brian and Derek are here. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary tomorrow right here in Canoga Park. And I should mention, 818 Brewing is here on Monday, August 18th, is 818 Day on the radio. We're going to play all these bands from the San Fernando Valley, and there's a chance for each hour for you to text in to get in the drawing to win this Haim concert vinyl package. Details on the way. But let's get into a couple things that are happening. So with you guys, Brian, Derek, 818 Brewing, the 10-year anniversary tomorrow. So there is a hot wing eating competition that Jason Friday really wants to know more about because he loves that stuff.
Yeah,
he's what do you call that?
Obsessive aficionado psychopath?
Yes. A glutton for punishment?
I am. Yeah. I love it. I love the pain.
So when's that happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, sign up's at 3 o'clock, and at 3:45, we'll be eating wings.
So I love it.
The Osborne Pizza Kitchen's making the wings, and see who can handle the heat.
So how many do you, what's the rules for that?
It's going to be 8 wings, and after you eat your 8 wings, you have to sit still or sit at the table for 8 minutes. No water, no milk, ice cream, no napkins.
That sounds like fun.
Just wait there.
I could do it. I was telling the story off the air. 20 years ago, I did the Buffalo Wild Wing Challenge, and I did it about 45 seconds to a minute, and I had 3 minutes to do it. 12 wings, and I aced it.
Wow.
Without a sweat. That's probably not true.
That's
I probably
amazing.
Sweat.
All right, well, let's continue some of the tunes that we're playing. I've got this brand new one from Bon Iver off the Sable Fable record. It is from Music Sounds Better. On a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We see them all over the place.
This is not an endorsement.
No, it is not an endorsement. Okay, so it's Friday and a Friday. We're cruising into the weekend. We've got the fellas from 818 Brewing here. They've got their 10-year anniversary in Canoga Park tomorrow. Is it time for beer number two, everybody? I'm sorry that it's taken this long to open the second one.
That's uncomfortable.
Should I try it? Do you want to do this one?
Yeah, sure.
Please get the best sound effects as you can. Well, hold on. Let me put your mic up as much as I can.
Yeah. Hold on.
Are you getting close to it?
Let me get a good grip. Okay, here.
That was okay.
You hear the fizz?
I hear it. What are we opening now?
Oh, why don't we have our fellas introduce
hey,
this
fellas.
One?
That's our Valley Girl Blonde. Blonde Ale, brewed right here in beautiful downtown Canoga Park.
I love downtown Canoga, man.
Can you pour it?
Gorgeous, yeah.
I've never seen such a slow pour.
Here we go. Turn it up.
Oh. You think we're going to hear it? Oh, that was good. Oh, that sounds nice.
Right? I'll do it for everybody.
So there is this 10-year anniversary party happening tomorrow. Bands are performing. There's a hot wing eating competition that Jason Friday wants to join. We're unsure about. But also it's Friday and a Friday, everybody. I think I mentioned, you know, we played some live Radiohead earlier, and next week we're going to be doing an album dive into that whole record that just came out on Wednesday, which is Hail to the Thief Live 2003 to 2009. I feel like I had another Radiohead reference to mention. It's weird. I think I forgot about it. Shout out to Michelle Shires if she's listening.
Michelle, what up?
Anytime I play Radiohead, she texts me. She texts me, I love you. We've got a Radiohead love affair
so
going on.
So sweet.
Let's do a taste test for this Valley Girl.
Yeah, let's do it.
818.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. How does it sound to the listener while they listen to us drinking? Oh, I like that.
It's nice and smooth and delicious.
Kind of a goldenish color.
Got a little golden clarity.
Anything else?
Well, what else, guys? It's 17.3.
Yeah, it's just easy drinking. We have that's our flagship. We have that in a lot of the big box stores all around town. I don't know if I can mention names, but
no, that's great.
Pretty much. All over the valley.
Is this one? Have you been making this one longer or as long as the Matador Red?
The same amount. Those were our first two beers.
From
the very beginning.
Incredible.
And actually, I believe Valley Girl is the first beer we ever brewed when we started out homebrewing.
Girl is 10 years old.
That's incredible. What's the grains as far as this? What's the difference?
So, yeah, the Valley Girl is mainly just two-row base malt, a little bit of white wheat in it to give it some texture, some citrusy hops. But, yeah, grain-wise, it's nice and light compared to Matador, which is very robust.
Yeah. Large. And a half.
Are you the
you said
head,
seven, I think.
Are you the head brewmaster there?
Well, we've got three brewers that you know really do all the day-to-day brewing, and I'm just kind of more the team leader and
the taster.
I do a lot of tasting.
I was going to say, I'm sure you both do a little tasting
here and there.
Yeah.
One thing I like about the Valley Girl is there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of breweries have a blonde just to be like a gateway beer into craft beer, and Valley Girl definitely, Derek put a lot of time and effort and tweaking into it to make it something special.
And, yeah, it's really nice.
It's a blonde ale, but it's different.
I was going to say, it's a nice tier blonde ale. It's like you said, it's not just a gateway.
Yeah.
It's something special. I dig that. I taste it. It does taste special. It tastes above average of the gateways.
We love a great gateway.
I do love a good old-fashioned gateway. Yes.
Okay, we've got coming up our very own Tristan Dolce has got some music. We haven't played this one song in a while. Mac DeMarco, a new song. We might get to some Leve and more as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, it's Mookie. Looking for that perfect soundtrack to your SoCal afternoon? Weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m., I'm serving up hand-picked tracks, new discoveries, old faves, and local music that hits it just right. It's your daily dose of musical adventure right here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Live Nation, presenting the B-52s and Devo, the De-Evolution Tour, for a second night at it on October 19th at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The B-52s and Devo, the Hollywood Bowl, October 19th.
Support comes from Bank of America Performing Arts Center.
10cc is renowned for their music while rarely hitting the concert stage. The wait is over. 10cc coming to the Bank of America Performing Arts Center August 29th with their ultimate greatest hits tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 10cc's performance is set to be an evening of music and artistry. August 29th at the Bank of America Performing Arts Center.
Support for today's Friday on a Friday, heard every Friday at 1 p.m., comes from VacBags, a global brand that's locally owned and operated, providing pool debris bags to pool guys in SoCal, so your pool could be debris-free for the weekend. More info at VacBags.com, VacBags.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Levitt Pavilion Los Angeles, presenting their annual summer concert series with 10 concerts at the historic MacArthur Park beginning Saturday, June 28th through August 30th, with performances from established and emerging artists of various genres, plus family activities, picnicking on the lawn, and food that reflects SoCal's diversity. Levitt Pavilion concerts are open to all. More info is at levittlosangeles.org.
Don't sweat costly vehicle repairs this summer. Instead, donate that unused car, truck, RV, or boat that's been taking space in the garage or driveway to the SoCal Sound today and help keep the best radio content on air for years to come. It takes just a couple of minutes to get started. We take care of the paperwork, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Go to thesocalsound.org/support or call 877-527-6123.
Attention passengers, as we start our descent, take a quick look out the windows and you'll see the glistening OC Vibe community along with the famous Honda Center. And remember, listen to Jet Into Work each Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Bought a new pair of shoes today, even though I shouldn't spend. Mary didn't care for the color, but I was comfortable. To the bath, she was sitting in the dark in the bedroom, and I didn't want to deal with her. Could be an aversion to the changing pressure. I was never good with handling doom, but it's fine. I still feel like I'm 25. What a time to be alive. She came and sat on the down the line. The same mistakes I'm making time after time. So I'll say I still feel like I'm 35. I'll make it to Alaska sometime before I die. Sometime before I die.
local music spotlights, Tristan Dolce in the song Alaska. He happened to mention beer in that song, just so you know.
He did.
We have been chatting with the guys from 818 Brewing, 10-year anniversary tomorrow in Canoga Park. I feel like we're going to run out of time. We got to get some more songs on the radio.
I know.
Jason Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is Friday on a Friday. Mac DeMarco. If you guys know his music, I used to play some of his songs on my old program, Out on a Limb, that was on the weekends. But it's kind of wild. Mac DeMarco is playing the Greek Theater 3 nights, August 29th, 30th, and 31st. Isn't that wild? Three nights.
It doesn't make sense.
That guy's packing the house.
I know.
So he's got a brand new song. It's called Holy. I'm just going to throw it on right now. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Miracle. Reveal yourself to me. Miracle. Your help could set me free. Miracle from above. Fossil as a fossil and a
Oklahoma with a rake. You can't escape. You pull out the brake. And it booms as cool as sugar-free jazz. Schools in bonds and bonds.
Greatest band, one of the greatest bands ever in the world. That is. Oh, hold on! I don't want to. I almost. Oh, there we go. Almost hit the wrong button. It's Friday on a Friday. This has nothing to do with drinking beers.
So you guys, hey, everybody! Whoa, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's Julie Slater, Jason Friday. We're also here with Brian and Derek from 818 Brewing. A special 10-year anniversary. Let's give it a little applause to these guys. You guys,
oh, yeah,
to keep a business going. Like, you're on your 10 years.
That's incredible.
How
guys.
How does that feel? You know, you only have one shot.
Yeah. It's my hair is cut now, but the grays have definitely come in. That's good. It's rewarding to be able to make it this far.
Yeah, that's really fun. So tomorrow is a special 10-year anniversary. There's going to be bands playing, a hot wing competition, and more.
I know.
And a lot of beer.
A beer release.
Beer release.
Beer release.
Oh yeah,
new.
That's right. A special. What is that one called?
Are you
going
to tell us what it is? Or is it a surprise?
It's a cold IPA. We're calling it Cold Reputation.
Interesting. What does that mean? A cold IPA.
So it's.
Is it like a cold brew coffee? Something similar?
Kind of. Well, it's like a cold fermented IPA, which they're generally ales. So they ferment a little warmer. You have more like berry and fruit notes. This is being cold fermented. It's more crisp, but then you have that. You can really taste the hops that are in it.
Wow. I love it.
Stand out.
Perfect for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say.
80 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Canoga Park.
All right.
That's awesome.
Going to be sweating.
Okay, we're going to get into more music now. Leve has some new music. Leve coming to the Grammy Museum on Wednesday, playing the Troubadour. I don't know if that's like a big public show next Friday. Also playing Crypto.com Arena September 26th and 27th.
Oh, no big deal
even,
there,
I think,
huh?
A Leve Day at Grant Park, something like that, if you're a fan. Let's get into Lover Girl. It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a
Friday.
It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound.
The skyscrapers causing vertigo. The countdown begins in Tokyo. 27 days alone means 20 million ways to cope with that. Job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working overtime to have you in my world. Oh, what a curse it is to be a lover girl. artistic yet creative, wrote my feelings down. The independent lady in me's nowhere to be found. I can't wait another day to see you. How embarrassing to be. Girl, I tease her. Thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working overtime to have you in my world. Oh, what a curse it is to be in love. I wait by the phone like a high school movie. Dream at the show. You'll come running to me. Think I see you in the wings, but I'm hallucinating. What a reckless fever. Love struck girl, I tease her. Thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working over time, you've become my whole world. Oh, what a curse it is to be a lover girl.
At the Ryan and the General specific. They're going on tour, Band of Horses and Iron and Wine. We are going to sojourn up to the Mountain Winery Is that in Calistoga? No, that's in Saratoga. I keep confusing the two.
It's all right.
Saratoga, that's happening
the
end
of
September.
It's one of the Togas.
They're also playing the Wiltern. I think that date is September 24th.
Yeah, debut.
Here in Los Angeles. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We are joined by the guys from 818 Brewing. We got Brian and Derek. Thanks for coming on the program and letting us know about your big 10-year anniversary party tomorrow. Happening in Canoga Park. So it starts when? 1 o'clock tomorrow?
1 o'clock. Yep.
The SoCal Sound crew will be there from 2 to 4. You can pick up some SoCal Sound swag. And also, I believe we're going to have some concert tickets, which is cool. Some bands are playing. There is a hot wing competition and more. Thank you so much for the beverages today.
Absolutely. Glad you enjoyed.
And how was your first time on the radio?
Awesome. Ready to do it again.
See you next month.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, inching you into the weekend. I kind of can't believe it's the weekend.
It's crazy.
It's kind of been a weird week.
It has.
It went fast, but there was a lot that happened personally, and it's exhausting.
Yep.
And I can't wait to sleep tomorrow morning. All right, so take some time for yourself, and until next time, my pretties. I think you guys will enjoy the song that's going to take us out for this program. Mookie's up next. Matt Pinfield Show, 4 to 6, 88.5.
SoCal.
Your eyes are the color of the earth as seen from outer space. You got a gorgeous face, though it's a little odd. Tell me that you like the songs that tell the story of real love, the kind that's flawed. Let's drink whiskey into it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. Take you to a cheap hotel out on the interstate. You look so great to me. This is the perfect place for a rendezvous. It's got a rotten view with the